Top drug makers are taking an unusual step. Nine companies issued a joint pledge today that they would stand with science, that was a quote, and not put forward a COVID-19 vaccine until it had been thoroughly vetted for safety and efficiency. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Mark Schleiss, University of Minnesota Medical Center Director of Pediatric and Infection Diseases. So, Doctor, there's been growing concern that the President and the White House will approve a vaccine for use before it's been fully tested and ready. Does this action make you a little more confident that they won't do this?
Well, it does provide me with some confidence, yes, but I'm still deeply concerned that out of a sense of political expediency that the White House may promote a premature release of a COVID vaccine before we really know if it's safe and effective. So I agree with you. This was an unusual move by the pharmaceutical industry, but an essential one to try to maintain confidence among Americans about our vaccines.
I don't know if it's just confidence, though. It strikes me this is going to come down to an issue of trust. Will you trust science? Will you trust your government? Will you trust your doctor?
Well, I'd like to think that trusting one's physician is the equivalent of trusting science, because physicians are trained in the scientific method. We do try to base our decision-making on objective information, scientifically valid information. There are always, exceptions. But historically, the White House has taken a position of supporting science and supporting knowledge. And we've seen a deviation from that tradition in recent years. We do have to remember that the White House currently has an occupant who made the case in the debates in 2015 that vaccines were a cause of autism in children. And although the average voting constituency of the current occupant of the White House would also support that statement, we know as a matter of scientific fact that it's completely untrue. And so I think we do have to remind ourselves of the history of what people in positions of authority say when it comes to their veracity and trustworthiness.
Anti-vaxxers, are you going to be able to change their mind, though, with this?
Well, I think that, again, as a scientist and a physician, my objective is a simple one. I'm trying to preserve life and save life. And so, for me, the position is not really one about feelings or religious type convictions or political philosophy. It's about saving lives and promoting health. And so in that context, the decision becomes pretty straightforward. I guess I have to leave it to the politicians to try to figure out the nuances of how to confront the anti-science movement, which unfortunately seems to be very strong in the United States right now.
And unfortunately, we will have to leave it there because of time constraints. But we appreciate your time this afternoon, Doctor. That is Dr. Mark Schleiss, University of Minnesota Medical School Director of Pediatric and Infection Diseases. All right, let's get a wrap up of the market. Here's Jason Brooks with your Money Watch.